Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
All right, so real quick, Big Ev, if we can show a seat. Big Ev's not here. He had to get COVID tested today, so he's not here. But I want that seat to stay empty because I don't want any shots of me and Marty sitting next to each other.
Yeah, just
and I want you to know I'm not on Team Hank or Team Marty. I'm on Team Brandon. So
for the record, week three we're on now.
Week three, yes, week three. We are on week three.
Weeks passed.
I don't know that you can really keep up with this controversy in weeks. You're going to have to do months, maybe even a year for this. It seems like that's going to be what the counting.
I think it's done.
Think it's done? Good for you.
Yeah,
I hope it's done. I hope for your sake it is done.
Hey, what are you going to do, you know?
You growing out a mullet?
No.
You sure?
I don't know why my – I don't think my hair through my hat
goes
to the side. But my – I look like – honestly, I look like – like
you when the Dance curls go up, yeah.
I also look like when Dion has perm.
Uh-huh. I listen, nobody's been more lean into this than me. Growing out a mullet would be scumbaggy. You look like a young Mario Lemieux. I say you should do it.
A little credit to you. Scumbag golf's making its way back.
Yes. I don't know why that would be a little credit. Seems like that should be a lot of credit.
Fall, you didn't think of the idea.
I didn't think of the idea, but I said last week, hey, be an asshole, do scumbag golf.
Oh, scumbag golf's coming back. I should go to Staten Island where we played. That's a scumbag course.
So it's better now.
They play with no shirts
it's
on.
It's better now. That was last year.
It really did.
COVID took it. They weren't maintaining.
They used to play without shirts out there?
I literally had no shirt on playing, just scrunting.
I love that. That's much better.
I loved it, too.
Hey, Rico.
What's going on?
Hey, Ben Mintz.
How are you doing, Brandon?
Before we get into any sports or anything, I think the number one story that anybody wants to talk about is you're going to the SEC tournament tomorrow, right? You're gonna be out all week?
Yes. Well, it kind of worked out good. We're out Friday.
Usually does for you.
It does. You're right. It does. I try to send out good energy. But no, I'm going SEC baseball tourney starts tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to catch a lot of heat, but I'll just admit it. I've never been.
Yeah,
never been, which is kind of bad, but we're going to put an end to that.
Where is it?
It's in Birmingham, or Hoover, which is a Birmingham suburb. But supposedly it's really, really fun, so I'm excited to check it out. I think it's a good opportunity with all the teams and fan bases kind of being there together, and it usually draws good attendance. Weather report, not promising, Brandon. Looks very, very, very rainy next few days.
How are you going to take the sports book to the people when the sports book isn't allowed in the state?
Well, we can do Louisiana and Tennessee bets. And we can do we made picks in Omaha that were very poor that people took in different states, so that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But no, I mean you can't get sign-ups in Birmingham though, so
that's okay.
But we're gonna do what we can.
The spirit of the Mincy Tour will live on even if the functionality isn't there.
Well, I mean, we'll see how the gambling picks do, but you know, hopefully we do either really good or really bad, not in the middle.
Who's your pick to win the whole thing?
The whole NCAA tournament.
I was going to say the SEC tournament, but
I mean, I'm how can you not pick Tennessee to win everything at this point? The only thing is that I just wonder if they care about the SEC tourney.
So who's your pick to win the national championship?
I'm picking Tennessee for the national title for sure.
Ben,
favorite, right?
I like you, right?
I'm trying to put the voodoo on them, dude.
No, you're not. You're not. That's not how you do picks.
But I mean, they're the best
team. Pick the favorite. You can't pick the favorite every year.
Well, we think I
picked Arkansas last year.
Yeah, and I was wrong. Tennessee's got three first-round pitchers, a dude who throws
but
one
that doesn't,
of four.
That doesn't matter. The
4-1 to win it.
The favorite never wins.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm not taking them 4-1 because the odds aren't good enough, but I think they're going
to
win.
I'm picking Arkansas 12-1.
They've fallen off a cliff like down the stretch. They're saying
doesn't matter.
They're not. They're supposedly not even going to host. So we'll see.
Arkansas not host.
That's what they're saying. I saw the D1 baseball had their tournament bracket today. They were a 2 seed.
They're going to host.
I know, it's wild. Texas A&M first SEC West title in school history. Shocking.
Okay.
I know everybody's sick of college baseball now.
I'm sick of college baseball because
that's a good point though. Favorite never wins. Look no further than the White House. Count down the days till 2024. I filled up my gas tank. It was $400 for a
You've been out. Rico's gone full MAGA.
Biden's America, Rico.
I love it. Rico's gone
favorite
full MAGA.
Never wins.
Only on this show, though. Which
Biden's
is,
America.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Hey, I will say the gas prices are
$300 for a 6-gallon tank.
I was, by the way, I will not.
2024. Can we get a little count? Can you change that clock up there to a countdown of 2024, please?
No baby formula in the stores.
No baby formula. I will not be growing the game of college baseball this year.
What?
I think it's misogynistic, and I will be growing the game of college softball.
Oh, wow.
That was a big win last night for you.
Well, no, just the fact that Mississippi State won yesterday and is in the Super Regionals really has nothing to do with it.
It has nothing to do with the fact that Mississippi State did not make it to Hoover and went 9-21 in the SEC and couldn't be baseball at all, did it?
I don't.
Yeah.
Won last year.
Oh, no, I know, no, but I mean, it's just.
They win every year.
No, it's just, it's very similar. Like, it was similar to the LSU fall off the next year after their title.
Yeah, it went every year.
It's just how much more can you grow the game?
I grew that game. Yeah. Now I'm going to grow the women's game. I'm going to grow college softball. That's what we're going to do. Of course, Super Regional in Starkville. I won't be able to go down Starkville because I'll have to fucking work.
Wasn't Florida State, like, number 2 nationally or something?
They were number 2 nationally. They were 54-5.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
That's just not even real.
They kept flying out to the wall. It was nuts. Gross. If I were them, I would have my heart broken. But I'm not. I'm a winner. Before we get really into stuff, I don't think this is private information or anything that we can't. I heard Rico talking to a car salesman today about buying a car, and he has one deal breaker. It's fine.
Lease. Re-up the lease.
Yeah. He has one deal breaker about getting a new car. One deal breaker and one deal breaker only. I want you two to guess what
it
is.
Probably knows it.
Were you here?
I was not here.
Okay. I want everybody here to guess what his deal breaker. And when I say deal breaker, he said, listen, if this is like this, I'm not getting it. A deal breaker. It will not happen. What is
his? It'll make sense when you hear it, Todd.
What is his deal breaker on a car? Is it color? Is it?
He told me it too because he freaks out about it all the time.
He does. Deal breaker. I mean, he was.
This is like a lease. This is like a lease,
yeah, lease.
Or he's buying a car.
Either way, it is a lease. But either way,
I didn't get the 3 years, 3 mil, so I'm leasing.
Yeah.
Is it like the Apple CarPlay?
That's standard.
That's just a big thing.
You need that though, but that's standard.
I don't know. You gotta tell.
Did like a percentage on the lease?
No,
that would make sense.
Serious. It's
this man.
Like,
this man had this phone up to his head, and he goes. All right, now listen. I don't care about color. I don't care about seats. I don't care about cost. All I care about, that gas tank better be on the driver's side. If it's not on the driver's side, deal breaker, done, out. And the guy's like, are you serious? He's like, I'm dead serious.
Makes sense.
If that gas cap is on the right side like a European, I'm out.
Driver's side
gas.
That is, you know what? I don't know if that'd be a deal breaker for me, but that is a fair point that annoys the crap.
I'll tell you this:
have rental cars.
Better to be in front of it than behind, because once you get it, there's no switching out.
I just realized that your car does tell you what side it's on.
Yeah, it has the
arrow. No idea.
Yeah, nobody ever knew.
I didn't know that till 2 years ago.
I think the internet just told us.
Doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. What you get, everyone's like, oh, you just deal with it. You learn after the first time. You still have to like reach out the window. You still have to fucking. You
first
could pull
all,
in wrong.
First of all, you live in New York. You fill your own gas up, right?
Oh.
Y'all have
I mean, we could, but most of it's, you know, winter. You want to be getting out, freezing balls?
I would love to be. I live in Jersey. I still am not used to somebody else pumping my gas.
I don't like when they do it. Usually, like, it's a kind of, everyone's like, oh, it's such a great rule or a great law, whatever. I don't like pumping. I like pumping my own gas.
Even if you do pump it, you got to walk around the whole thing stretching. I can't be doing that.
Also,
whatever.
You forget too.
Yeah, exactly.
The worst thing is you forget when you pull up.
I don't think it's that big of a deal to for a guy to come to your driver's side. I mean, I can reach the window.
No thanks.
Can't reach the window?
I probably can, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's also like.
Also, you can look like this and see how much you're at. So you know what you're at. Like,
you can look at your dash and see this.
Well, that's unsafe. You're supposed to shut off the car when you get gas.
I ain't shutting my car off. If
really?
Yeah, that's because, you know.
If I'm
just letting, the rules are out the window.
Have you ever been to a double-sided?
I'm back in a year and a half.
Double-sided drive-thru for, fast food?
Yeah.
Where that's when you go on an accident, go on the left side, and you have to wholly go throughout your window. It's fucking brutal.
Listen, I just bought a very nice luxury vehicle. Not a big deal. I don't want you to.
I know what it is.
Concerned about it. But its gas tank is on the right side, and I'm fine.
You just bought a car?
I did.
What car?
I haven't shown you my car.
No, I've been a little busy.
Yeah, you have. You have. You've been out of the loop a little bit lately.
Well, loop.
I did. I'm not going to say out loud what I bought. I mean, that would be braggadocious, so I'm not going to do that.
I know what it is.
Okay, Rico, you know what it is. Fine. You know what
the fuck? The wife and you got new rides, huh?
No, just her.
Okay.
Just her.
Woo!
I know, right?
Man.
Yeah.
Man, wow.
Yeah.
Dude, when I moved, I want to look everyone to watch that video when I moved you into your house.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you now.
Look at me now.
I did this for you.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, who I got you started? You know.
You helped. You helped.
Scumbag.
That's why you're still on the show.
I'm a scumbag.
You know how easy it'd be to no.
Don't.
All right. So this sports weekend. Just a low-key, fantastic weekend of sports. I think the first great golf major in a couple of years, maybe since Morikawa won that.
You talked about it. You said it was the first playoff since, I think, was it Sergio and Rose in 17 at the Masters?
That's all you want. You just want action Saturday and Sunday. That's all you want.
Yeah, and Sunday, Sunday really got the action going. Because, listen, Mito Pereira. And when Darren Revelle tweeted this, he meant it to go one way. He's like, he double bogeyed 18. If he had parred, he would have won 2 points. But he lost, so he won $870,000. I'm thinking, you're trying to tell me how much he lost, and that's fine. That hurts, but kind of a safe landing, 870, pretty good landing. But
you look at a guy that's probably his only major.
He was standing on 18, leading a major, and bogey gets into a playoff. And he double bogeys. And he found there was 3 feet of water on the hole.
And
he found it. And that's rough. And that was a swing that looked like something I would do. Looked like something any of us would do.
He swung out of his shoes, which was interesting too. If you look the extra fucking oomph in it, that was.
Well, there was that piece of shit hanging out at 18. Every time somebody walk up to 18, he'd say, hammer the driver. Hit the driver.
Yeah, I agree. Asshole. I saw your tweet, and Herbstreet tweeted about it too, which is probably where you got it from. But those guys.
That was good.
Those guys are bad. That's never been funny.
It really hasn't. Really.
Oh, it's awful.
Yesterday,
and this and that.
One of them said, a guy hit a drive, and he goes, "Does your daddy let you date?" Like, what? What was that?
There's seriously nothing that can be that funny that you need to yell.
You need to yell right at that moment.
There's that one guy on TikTok that compliments everybody when they're walking. Is that Bob Does Sports? I don't know. But regardless, it's funny.
How does he compliment them?
Like just saying how good they look or their drive or their hair. And then just that's funny to me.
I would kind of like that.
Yeah, it's good.
But Mito Pereira standing there and he double bogeys. And then all of a sudden you have Zalatoris and Justin Thomas, which. Here's what I want to make at this point about this golf tournament. It happened in Morikawa's, but a drivable 17 is such a game changer as far as watchability goes.
Yes.
A drivable 17, a drivable par 4, especially that course had these 250-yard par 3s, which nobody really wants to see that. But the fact that number 17, you're coming down the stretch, and especially in the playoff, they're standing at the same tee box, and they both go for it. Justin Thomas gets his on the green. He wins the golf tournament because of it. That's how Morikawa won his a couple years ago.
Crazy bounce. He put it to 6 feet, 8 feet.
He drew it right in there, or he faded it right in there, and it was beautiful. And I drivable 17 is an incredible. Yeah. The way these – I don't know how to say it, but any golf course designed to give me a very watchable last three holes will always be great in my book. Sawgrass is one of them with 17. Like, I don't even know if the like 18 at the Masters kind of stinks.
Yeah, it's kind of just regular par four. It's not really. Yeah, it's not really.
You got 17's okay. 16's a par three, which is always fun. It has that slope that you can get really close.
Famous Tiger.
The way this course was built coming home was really good.
I thought it was a great major, yeah.
I thought the
sick thing is, sorry, I thought Thomas should have won in regulation.
Yeah, we missed that 10-footer.
Yeah. I mean, that birdie goes. Birdie. It's over. So
I hit an opportunity on this, and I wish I had tweeted. I should have shared it. I hate it. I didn't get pick central, but I took Justin Thomas 30-1 before the final round. He was 2-under. The leader was, I believe, was the 8 or 9 Pereira.
Yeah.
But I thought that there wasn't like a huge path between them. There weren't like tons of guys, and I literally thought what could happen could. This guy could come back a couple and JT shoot 3 or 4 under. And have a shot. I mean, I'm pumped to hit that. That's hard to hit.
Oh, that's the way to go. I wanted to get involved live, but what? I missed it.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all 4 refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
No, it's a good hit that we're finding out about now.
No, I mean, I talked about it. I tweeted about it yesterday.
Morikawa did good, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
I mean, good in the sense of... Well, listen, I could have bet 9. At least I didn't bet 9 guys.
No, I don't act like you haven't done that before. That's what you did when you won Morikawa.
No, it was the Masters. Morikawa won later.
3 or 4 was Morikawa, and then I became like a golf shop, and I was betting like head-to-head.
Yeah, the one after Morikawa, you bet leaders, like 12 guys.
The Masters, yeah, I was feeling it.
You bet everybody but the favorite who won it.
Yeah, right. I learned my lesson.
Dustin Johnson. Taurus is going to be like he's
so steady in the majors.
Be the up and like he already is.
He's
up
going
and
Ricky Fowler 14.
I have a take about
that. I was about it the other day. I mean, I just think this run of young guys now, like Thomas has 2, Morikawa has 2. It's only a matter of time if Zalatoris gets one like this.
Morikawa has 2.
Yeah.
What did he win?
The British last year.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Sorry.
All right. There's this run of young guys. Like, they're all going to be at the top of the leaderboard and just interchange. They're all going to go head to head.
26.
Yeah. I think Morikawa is only like 20. I don't actually help.
Stop saying Morikawa.
Why? No, I'm just saying.
Your guy. You're
all young. Justin Thomas is young. Like, they're all young.
Is Zalatoris too skinny?
No.
I feel like Zalatoris might
be these guys
skinny.
Can swing the club, it's crazy. He's 25, Morikawa. Zalatoris is.
What'd you say, TJ?
I'll tell you, the tour's just been waiting 25. For a stash like that. Needed it.
That's pretty good.
Who's living better than Carlos Ortiz right now? You got to be loving life. It's unbelievable.
Nice. Nice stuff.
Go get him, big dog.
What account is this?
Bob Sports.
Built like a true fullback. It's just unbelievable. Bulkiest guy on tour. Black shirt in the LA Heat is a bold play, Bubba. Bold play. Some come for Tiger, I come for Sahith Tagala, baby.
What did he say on that
some
one?
Comes, that guys Sahith Tagala.
Hot, man. Do not let that man get hot, baby. P. Reed and stripes could be an issue. Could be a big-time issue. We're stopping Big Yellow today. With the Nana? Wow.
I like this guy.
Couple birdie knuckles for the Shoffley camp, huh?
I think Jerry knows
it. Hey now, big fella.
So Jerry's...
Well, birdie knuckles for the Shoffley camp.
That's where, like, he started with.
Crazy.
That's what... who Riggs and all them have been golfing with lately.
Oh, okay.
The Fat Perez
guy. Yeah.
All him, yeah.
Yeah.
Joey Coldcuts.
What a life those guys have.
It's really... Riggs...
Riggs has it. He just lives in Scottsdale now.
No. Hold on now. I don't think you can say that. I don't think you can
You're say going that. To the SEC tournament tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I've got a good life, too. I'm very, very pleased with it. Very lucky.
Big golf with J.J. Watt.
Saw that, yeah. Saw Frankie giving him the knuckles and all that. Meanwhile, I'm just going to the range, man, and working on my game. Those guys are out there.
You're better than this, by the way.
Better than what?
The Mississippi State and Texas Tech.
First of all, suck my dick. Secondly, I had to wear this because I'm growing the game of softball.
Mm-hmm.
these were a product of the Doug's regime back then. And, you know, and don't act like you don't have some Doug's clothes.
Yeah,
we all have Doug's clothes.
Yeah.
They sent us – every school that he had sent a bunch of clothes. I grabbed this out of the pile, and these are the best shorts I've ever had in my entire life.
You know, that's
– Can we not show my legs?
You're better than that.
I'm not better than this.
You are.
Nobody would notice if you hadn't said anything.
I've just been staying.
Look, I've been sitting like this. Nobody would notice.
I definitely didn't.
Yeah. These are the best shorts I've ever had.
When I played college football, the head coach's rule was.
Okay. Well, what a statement that is. Go ahead. Sorry. Former D1 legend Rico Bosco. Go ahead, Rico. When you played college football, what? You used to hang out with Matt Leinart? Get pussy? Is that what you're going to say? Go ahead.
What's that?
Damn it. I was waiting. I'm trying to wait him out. Okay. Sorry, Rico. I apologize.
Okay. Anyway, they had a rule. The head coach had a rule that you couldn't wear other teams' clothing. Like, so.
Makes sense.
Sweatpants, short. Yeah. So, and they were all poor, though. So it's not like they could go out and buy. Coaches were making no money. They had to put, like, tape. So if it was, like, gray sweatpants, they put white tape. If it was black, that's what you should do. You should make a rule. You can't mismatch. Just put a piece of black tape right over the text.
Oh, no, that story was totally worth it.
You're a real fucking asshole, you know? It wasn't, like, you act like I was holding.
No, that story was totally worth it. That was totally.
I was holding a 30-second line.
That story was totally worth the two minutes we went on. Zah, what did I tell you? He takes nothing but damage in arguments. Nothing but damage. If he's a video game character and somebody shoots on the screen, his health meter goes to zero immediately. Doesn't even have to hit him. The opposite of Stephen Jay.
Yes.
Can you okay with that? Huh?
Speak about the Yankees real fast.
No.
Real quick.
Okay.
Real quick. Because I was tweeting about him. I still. So the Josh Donaldson thing.
Right.
With Tim Anderson.
Yeah.
So we called him Jackie.
Yeah.
But they. Established it was a joke in 2019, he said.
Yeah.
Regardless, I don't know what. There's probably more to that story. You just never know. But I'm sick of the short porch thing.
Well, you guys do hit a lot of short home runs.
But Tim Anderson did the same thing yesterday, and they all were like, good for you.
Why do you have such a short little league ass right field?
It's not that short.
It's short.
Fenway's right field is shorter.
Yeah,
like no, the right field, their right field corner, their extreme right field corner.
Yeah,
is
it's
shorter.
The shortest home run in baseball.
There, yeah,
isn't the Yankee Stadium
302 or something? Like, TJ,
there's been home runs under 300 feet.
You are absolutely distorting the truth, TJ. There's one little segment of Fenway that just by the pole is very, very short.
They say we play in a circus park. Theirs is way more of a circus park than anybody else.
Couldn't
there's a 420 foot triangle in center field. There's a 30 foot wall in left. There's a 200 foot wall in right.
What's this got to do with the Red Sox? You guys,
nobody complains more about the Yankee Stadium than the Red Sox fans.
You guys are rivals.
Isn't it if ours is a pitcher's park, if you really look at it?
How?
There's stats behind that I don't have at the moment.
Okay.
I know there's.
At least you know the stats exist. Don't bother bringing the stats.
Hubs tells me things, and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. But fucking White Sox are just.
I'll find out on the next short porch.
Anyone else have the balls to take Baltimore today?
We're canceled, too.
I know.
But we're back this week.
You see the Baltimore line today? It's like 245 or something.
No,
it's just a must take.
Oh,
I think it's going to hit.
Speaking of their
330.
Speaking of fences, by the way, Baltimore needs to bring back that short fence.
Oh, it's crazy.
They had a great fence.
The way they do it now, the fucking angle.
They had a great fence.
Speaking of Baltimore, how much pressure are they going to put on this fucking guy? They just
is this Jesus?
Oh, I know. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, good for him. Was
y'all follow you follow RDT? I assume.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's. I mean, if RDT. Had a kid tomorrow, I don't think he'd love him as much as
we have one as well. Jason Dominguez, when he comes up, it's going to be like this for the Yankees. But this guy, there couldn't be more pressure on him. They did so many videos. They did so many things. And, like, him taking it in, getting his first
hit. Yes,
like,
triple. Jesus the triple. Christ.
Yeah. It's tough for him.
He's the number one prospect in baseball, though.
Oh, I understand.
You're an Orioles fan. You've been dying
it's
for
the only
anything.
Thing they've
yeah.
been.
That's what it is.
To root for, yeah.
You ever been to that stadium?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. You don't like it?
No, I relax. Okay.
You huffed and puffed?
No, it was a huff because I haven't been there.
Oh.
I haven't been – I would love to – you know, I know more about baseball than anybody at this company, and I'm a baseball historian. And I would love to be able to go to, you know, 30 MLB stadiums. But I've been to Wrigley, all three in Atlanta, and then Citi Field. I've only been to five stadiums. I haven't been to a lot of stadiums.
I actually just started a thing for Christmas last year with my dad that we're going to pick one stadium a year.
Where are you going this year?
We haven't picked it yet.
Every time.
Been busy, you know. But I just been to Wrigley. I went to Fenway.
You didn't like Fenway?
Not for you, huh?
It's good. It's, like, obviously, I hate them so much. And, like, obviously, I wanted to see how cool. The seats, it's updated. It's from 19 fucking whatever.
That's the same about Wrigley, but Wrigley's still. Wrigley
was better. So cool. I thought Wrigley was better than.
Wrigley's great.
All the stuff outside of Wrigley's cool, too.
But I want to go to Baltimore. Like, I realize
I've been to Baltimore.
In a month, I'm not going to be here for a while. So I've got a chance to go to Baltimore. I'd like to go to Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh probably has the best park in baseball.
Nicest one I've been to is the Giants.
San Francisco also has a wonderful park.
Seattle's was...
Not much? Not great?
I didn't like it.
Like, there's
the mountains in the background or something? No?
Seattle.
No.
Where's that guy going with that pizza?
There was a pizza party upstairs.
Upstairs.
That golf compliment guy, by the way, is on Jerry's podcast today. So,
okay, all right. I'm getting the president of AEW and it gets canceled, but we're getting golf compliment guy. An MJF that's at 150,000 views in a week, but we're getting golf motherfucking compliment guy.
You're completely canceled.
Yeah. You can produce and edit it yourself. Okay, well, can I? What about the other nine shows I do? No, don't worry about them. Okay, thank you.
Wild.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes, but the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
I got an incredible gift today from Alex Bennett. People might have saw it on Twitter. It was a delivery. I should have brought it in here. In fact, I'll try to get it sent in here right now so I can show you this incredible gift. And Rico got mad. Rico got jealous that he didn't get a gift. But I don't think he's as likable as I am. Can you go to my desk?
Oh, she was top writer. I don't think
that matters anymore.
I must say, there's a lot of.
It's TikTok on Friday. We're going to have to. We'll see.
That.
What'd you get you, Brandon?
I'm going to show it to you.
Okay.
It's an awesome, awesome thing. All right. We haven't even talked about Rough and Rowdy yet. Rough and Rowdy happened Friday night. I'd like to shout out a couple people. Listen, Roan wasn't there. Caleb wasn't there. Dave wasn't there. And you think, okay, well, a lot of the best part about Rough and Rowdy is the commentary from Dave and Big Cat, the interviews between Roan and Caleb. PFT and Large handle the interviews, and without insulting the guys that previously do it, because they're great, it was different and phenomenal. I thought Large was hilarious. I think Large could do that full time, not just for us, for anybody. Large was incredible. PFT was very, very good. It was they were great. Robbie Fox going full blown WWE announcer heel at the end was awesome. The commentary was just as good as it always is, and better in some circumstances. I loved it.
Large with the there were a couple one liners that were just so good. Large and PFT, more backhands than an Italian divorce. On talking about the fight with the big guys, the Wagner with the backhand punch. PFT had he was saved by the bile after the guy puked and got disqualified. I mean, you can't make that stuff up. And Brandon, you mentioned the Robbie Fox thing. Robbie's face, like, got so mad. He's, I can't believe he said that shit about his family and then he quit. That was phenomenal.
Big booty, dick daddy, whatever his name is.
Blackballed from.
He just deleted all social media.
He's got to be blackballed.
I mean, that has to be it for him. I mean, Big Dick Booty Daddy talked more shit about eating somebody's pussy and fucking somebody's wife, and he can't fight.
I knew he couldn't fight. I wanted he was going to get the shit kicked. He got lucky the last time. The only thing he's good at is talk. Like, being a villain was great for him.
He didn't get lucky.
He lost, though. Yeah. He got lucky the last one.
Yeah.
The way the guy is sucked too, but if he
even stand correctly,
if he lost
like this with the left cock, like
if he lost and that was it, whatever would have been fine. You can't quit.
Well, he's not only quit, but showing an inability to fight whatsoever. He wouldn't stand in there, and he just kept tackling him and kept tackling him and kept tackling him.
Almost killed Spider.
Yeah, almost killed Spider, which was fantastic.
That was, man.
Spider landing on his feet, so.
It was like nothing happened.
Yeah, he's great. Spider's the fucking man. And Big Dick Booty Daddy, it goes down as, I don't know if he replaces Canseco as the biggest fraud ever, but Canseco at least is Jose Canseco. Like, he's famous. This guy got here because of a shit talk, and once in the ring to back it up, couldn't do it, and quit. Quit. Yeah. He quit.
I almost feel like he exposed the fight. He was, the shit talk was like, he was just trying so hard to get attention, and he succeeded, but it almost like exposes the fight.
I'd rather get knocked out than quit.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because again, if you talked that much, at least you tried and fought. Like, that was just embarrassing.
What happened with Shizat when he got out? Like, who hit who?
I don't know. I don't think we have footage of when it actually happened. We just have footage of and Big Cat being like, show this to the cop. We're gonna get him off, and then be like, oh, well, that doesn't help at all.
oh,
never mind. But Shizat is free. He's fine. I thought some of the undercard fights were really good. There were some knockouts. One of my favorite moments was when Robbie and Dan are sitting there saying, this guy doesn't have knockout power, and if he'd be a good fighter if he didn't have knockout power, and they just knock the guy the fuck out as they're saying that. A good event. I thought it was really good. So here, I got here, and Graham, who is Alex Bennett's husband. Whom I love. Yeah, we tall guys stick together. He's a good-looking guy like me. And he brings me in this.
Oh, wow.
This Oklahoma Sooners jersey. It is stitched. It's a real-deal jersey. But wait a minute. It is a Marcus Dupree, a signed Marcus Dupree jersey.
That's awesome.
Marcus Dupree, of course, the greatest that never was, from Philadelphia High School in Philadelphia, Mississippi. And that is, I've always talked about him. I have his books, and yeah, there it is.
Does it say, like, what's it? What's the signed? What's
I don't know what the first word says. It says TSFW, Marcus Dupree, 22. I don't know what TSFW means.
W.
That is very thoughtful present. I got to give.
Isn't that nice?
That is, with the Mississippi Titans.
Me and Graham are best friends. We're
going to go hang out in the Oklahoma City Thunder box with him.
No, well, I'm when I go grow the game at the College World Series in Oklahoma City.
Oh yeah, there you go.
And I will probably go out to Applebee's or maybe an Olive Garden or something. I
love Applebee's.
Oklahoma City is interesting. It's like a city on a farm. I've been there once. I don't even know how to describe it. It's very.
I think you just described it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's like a regular city, but then you feel like you're out in the middle of nowhere. It's interesting.
Also, fucking, I'm sick of Adam Schefter.
Okay, what Adam Schefter
did? His tweet today.
Oh, what
I did? Guy who someone they I can't I will not say the name. You didn't see his tweet?
I'm gonna go look it up now.
Signed from Navy, where the guy.
Fago,
yeah. Where it's like, the guy's. Has one sack. Like, he literally tweeted that just for the reaction.
He did. Yeah.
You know he did.
Yeah, he's playing the hits. He's playing to the crowd.
It's crazy. I saw the guy's stats after. I'm like, he would never tweet this.
That's a weird thing to get upset about.
I was upset.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
I got to put my frustration on something.
Kind of prone to be upset these days. That's fine.
I got to change something.
I'll always like guys with low stats at Navy more than Army. But
Jesus
that's
Christ.
Just me.
That was good.
I'm trying to figure out this reference.
That one was good.
He hates Captain Cons.
Okay.
Captain Cons played.
That was clever.
I was thinking more of the MAGA.
No.
He's more over the top with his MAGA stuff.
Okay. I was my head was in the wrong place. I'll see Andrew Wiggins' dunk. On a different note.
Can I see that canceling 4th of July? That's what I read in my group chat. Real shame.
You're so fucked up in the head, you probably have a group chat where you're all three members.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Morning Rico, afternoon Rico, and night Rico. It's just three different fucking trains at schools of thought. And arguments every fucking day. What the fuck do you mean?
Twice canceled. What? It's just like, yeah, Biden said it.
Why is 4th of July canceled?
Hates America.
Did you see your boy Joey B walk down the walked down the steps wearing a mask, and when he got down to the people, he took his mask off.
It's in the group chat.
Joey B. Come on, Joey B. Rico's always watching.
Yeah, it's in the group chat.
I'd love to be in that group chat, I think.
Oh, it's a hell of a time.
Must be.
How many people are in the MAGA group chat here at
Barstool? Listen.
Hundreds.
I'll tell you this. The people in the group chat we can account for, unlike some of the votes last November. The people in the group chat don't just show up in an old Civic down in, you know, fucking Biloxi.
MAGA Rico, far and away the best Rico I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Far and away the best Rico.
Here's the problem. I don't watch anything, so I don't know enough anymore. So I'm going to need people to stop feeding me things because we're running out of.
No, people definitely won't get upset with your take. Definitely won't.
Chat fucking loves it.
I love MAGA. I love it.
Because they're fucking Americans.
Yeah, I love it. Got a USA chant going on in the chat.
I'll just keep a straight face.
It's more funny that you have no idea what you're talking about.
None whatsoever.
None
whatsoever.
None.
It's funny if you just start slowly.
It's just basically like, honestly, the info I get is like reading people's Facebook shares like on Staten Island who are a bunch of maniacs too. So.
I almost wish I was still on Facebook just to see these people's statuses and shit. They probably
it's something. I don't know that my mother knew what politics was until 2016. Now all of a sudden, all of her, there's Bo Pelini.
What's up, Coach?
Former LSU and former Nebraska coach Bo Pelini. That's Compton's boy.
He was good when they were at Nebraska.
Yeah,
I looked up his record.
He was going 9-3 every year.
He was going 9-3, and he got fired because they thought they should be in the national title, and they fired him.
He didn't get along with Tom Osborne very good either, I don't think.
Also, Tom Osborne's a statue.
When he was born, he was like, you name Bo, he's going to be a coach.
Yeah. He also, I mean, look, he stands like a coach. Yeah. Team Rico, oh, wow. Everybody's a rider now.
Yeah.
USA chance.
He'll turn on me quick.
That's the most you've ever possibly ever gotten.
USA.
Maybe should I start saying some MAGA things? Let's go Trump, you know?
Barstool sports personality Marty Mush begins the Trump 2024 campaign. We'll immediately forget he's dating Rhea.
Imagine that's in the next fucking hit piece. They're like, yeah, and they have this ultra MAGA fucking scumbag. Dave just like gets mad at me for that. It's like, dude, it was a bit.
Where are we at? We haven't even talked about the NBA yet. Tonight we got we have the Heat and the Celtics. The Warriors are up 3-0. I mean, that series is going to be a quick one, whether they lose the next one or not. That series will be over soon. The Warriors will be in the NBA Finals awaiting the winner of this. Now, every time the Celtics have gotten to a moment where they've had to respond in these playoffs, they've responded.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I don't know. These Heat seem like a different animal, man. These Heat, like they're... They're relentless.
Is that true that the Celtics, the Heat have only won 2 quarters so far, and they're up 2-1?
Is that real? No, I don't know that I knew
pretty
that.
Pretty sure they've only beaten the Celtics in 2 quarters, and they're...
I know they had the 39-14 quarter.
You got to think Boston's not going to lay another egg at home, though, right?
Even if they don't lay an egg, right, 6 still seems like a lot of points. You know, Boston playing a good game, winning by 4, is very much on the table. I think giving the Heat 6 points is a little
bit. 6 is a lot. I agree with that.
It should be 3.
Butler's playing. They announced Jimmy Butler.
Who were you on last night? Memphis? Dallas?
I was on last night. I was on Dallas and the under, so I split that. I ended up just costing myself a little juice.
I think someone tweeted it. I think Jeff D. Lowe is like, they had like this team had Kevin Durant, which is like crazy to think about.
Well, you got to understand now they're in a spot where they're kind of like the Duncan Spurs at this point, who just kept winning throughout. They won in 99, 03, 05, 07, and then went 7 years and won in 14.
Yeah,
like that's a long now.
Patriots-esque.
This team won their first one in 2015. Then they got Durant and they won 2 more. And
like five straight. Right?
It won 15. No, they did. They
five straight, making it five straight.
Yeah, and they lost the Raptors and Cavs, and they were 3-2.
Should have three-peated.
15, 17, and 18 is what they won, right?
So they won those, but the last two were with Durant. Now, when Durant left, he got hurt. Thompson got hurt, and you think, okay, well, that's the end of the Warriors. They just all they needed to do was get healthy.
Yep.
They retooled, and then fuck.
I mean, they got a number one pick in the rotation.
It's
kind of
crazy
like,
that they went out to the scrap heap and found a former number one pick
yeah.
who now he just needed a role, and then Jordan Poole, they found him. And he's a good player. Like they went
draft well.
They clearly know what they're doing.
Kerr's likable.
Now I do think whoever comes out of the East is going to win the title.
I disagree, especially if Boston extends it now and we go 5-6, and the Warriors win. When would that be?
I mean,
tomorrow?
If they win tomorrow,
close out tomorrow. You're letting this team rest a little bit.
That matters. I think rhythm matters too.
All right,
bad almost for the championship.
I think whoever comes out of the East is going to be a defensive monster that Golden yeah. State hasn't seen in these playoffs. And now Golden State will be good. It'll be a good finals. I do favor who comes out of the East, though. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's splitting hairs. I don't think it's a crazy like I think the series prices are going to be very split evenly. I don't think it's going to be a major
crazy. The Heat even just have Oladipo. I feel like he's just like a guy where you're like, holy shit, he's on the Heat.
Well, that's a lot like the Warriors having Wiggins, right? Yeah. Like Oladipo had a better career than Wiggins, but Wiggins number one pick. He obviously has something in there. And I'm sorry, you can't call that dunk an offensive foul.
At least they reviewed it and called it not one.
Yeah, but you can't even like what
dunk was all
in their mind.
And the ref got so fucking happy to do it. I hate when these NBA refs get so excited to do this shit. Like fucking relax.
They review everything. It's
and if you go up in the air like that. To me, whatever happens, happens. Yeah. No, you can't. If you're a defensive guy, you can't kill him. But up in the air, it can't be an offensive foul. He just got dunked on. When did we just lose the art of getting dunked on?
Fuck,
that was a good dunk.
It was a great dunk. So far away.
A good playoff for dunks.
Mm-hmm.
Ja had a couple.
Dunk is back.
What shoes are those?
These?
Absolutely not. Those.
I believe Huaraches.
I've worn these a lot.
They're rare. They don't match with a lot. So you got to wear like earthy tones, but I like them.
Earthy tones, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
You fashion guy?
Nah.
I wouldn't think a MAGA guy would worry about his. Also, are those Nikes? No, they're not Nikes. Yeah, you can't wear those because those are Kaepernick
shoes. What
do you
think about this shirt?
Oh, they're Nikes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about this shirt?
I think that's fine. Is that one of those $300 t-shirts?
Not 300, but
how much did you pay for that t-shirt?
I don't remember.
70.
TJ apparently knows that you paid 70.
30 bucks.
I'll go shopping together.
No, I know, Kev.
Sorry.
That was I love that.
Za, weigh in here.
Zoo.
The Premier League. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, why are you rolling your eyes?
Not ended yesterday.
So Man City. Uh-huh. It comes down to the last day,
mm-hmm.
and that's a rare thing for it to come down to the very last day, correct?
Not necessarily. It's come down to the last day. So the famous one, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, Leicester City, right?
So no, that was that was done before the last day. So
that was the last day a couple years ago, wasn't it?
How does it work? There's no playoffs. Excuse me, you just win the league.
38 games.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Points total.
It's stupid.
Points total. 38 games.
I don't want Zaha to jump through the glass, but it is. Soccer. It's pretty stupid in general.
Well, no, it's a good sport. It's a good sport.
It's a waste of grass.
38 games tells you who's the best.
Can't wait till November.
There's 162 in baseball, and we still have a crazy – I think they should be a little playoffs, like a top four or something.
Whatever. But they play it to where 38 games, that's the season's the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now Man City was down 2-0 late.
Yes, so there was 1 point at the start of the day. There was 1 point between Man City and Liverpool. Man mm-hmm. City was a point ahead at the start of the day. Liverpool was a point behind. Man City was down 2-0 in mm-hmm. their game.
Say nothing.
Liverpool 2-0 in their game. Liverpool was winning 2-1 in their game.
Yep.
Man City turn things around.
Scored three goals in the last.
Three goals that within, I think it was all within like 7 minutes.
Now, is there any
7 minute stretch?
Is there any talk in England or wherever across the world, maybe that. Is that legitimate?
A little corruption on the side.
Like
little
they can't score for 70 minutes. All of a sudden they're scoring three. And when Liverpool goes ahead, they score three in 5 minutes?
Right. And you could tell, too, you could tell each time Liverpool scored, you could see in the Man City Stadium the messages going around with the
right.
fans
so,
and the groaning and all that.
So is there any questions?
Nah, so by design, Championship Sunday, every team kicks off at the exact same time to try to avoid that. So
just seemed like awful convenient to get 5 goals in 3 minutes like that. 3 goals in 5 minutes like that, excuse me.
But congrats to Man City, man.
Do you hate Man City?
Not as much as Man United and other teams, but nah.
Who's your most hated team?
Tottenham. Tottenham and United, probably.
Because that's Arsenal's rival?
Yeah, Tottenham and Man United.
I kind of like how I was like, yeah, it's 38 games, which probably tell you who the best team is.
That's exactly
where
how
it's
works.
Like.
It is right.
It is. And no,
wait, so
I
it's
thought
not
about
record?
It.
Like
a lot better
you,
coming down to PKs.
30,
it's points.
Yeah. It's points.
You get 3 for a win, 1
oh,
for a
yeah,
tie,
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
for a loss, right?
Yes, sir.
Like, who
so
thought
smart.
Baseball was like 162? We need that many games. 100 would have been fine.
I think what they did, they set their parameters April to October, or you know, beginning of April to end of September, and decided in that we can get this many games. Well, it was 154 for a while.
Yeah.
And then 1960, I believe, maybe 1961, it switched to 162. Like, all right, we have this many, we can get this many tickets sold. We can get this many, you know, we can squeeze 8 more games in there, get a lot more money.
They don't get any days off. When you look like relatively at baseball, like they get nothing.
That's why the All-Star break's got to feel like fucking – it's got
to
be –
And they
such
finally
a,
extended. They used to have games on that Thursday of All-Star weekend,
like
right after.
You want to be an All-Star, but it has to be a relief not to be an All-Star, too.
Now they pushed it to Friday. They at least get off.
It's probably good like to get like you to be elected into it and then just like, I'm not going.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't matter. By the way, Pujols is about to he might hit 700. He's at 683, I think.
Tough.
He's at 683. Let's say this is his last year. It's in the May, so he's got 4 months left. June, July, August, September. He's got 4 months left. If he gets regular bats, he can get to 700. Can he get 17 more home runs?
Is he, I honestly
possibly.
Haven't watched the Cardinals much. Does he play every game?
He's rotating in.
He's rotating in, yeah. I don't know that he's going to get enough for 17.
Yeah, 17's a lot.
But he'll definitely come back and try to get 700, right?
You have to.
A-Rod, you know how many he's got? Yeah, how many he retired with? 696.
Yeah, I know. I don't
almost understand. Caught his last home run. Dead serious.
Okay.
Father-in-law got me tickets, got there a little late, had to take the train from work. As I'm walking in, the ball is flying, never really had a shot at it. Where it, I end up getting to my seat, like, afterwards, it was, like, where I was sitting.
Wait a minute.
In that area. Right. It was right there.
You did not almost catch that.
You're right. I almost had a shot.
You weren't at the seat.
Section.
I was on the steps and then watched it like bounce and then go. Like it was in the area. But I was fucked because I had food too. So I was pissed.
You, like,
but then they took
it.
The kid was like 14 years old. They took him to the back. He probably got like popcorn. I would have been like, give me a mill in a duffel bag. That would have been a lucrative exchange.
I was watching the Phillies Dodgers and the one guy, I forget who hit his first home run. The guy got smoked in the face and the fans got hit in the face and it rolled down. He didn't even get it. And the one kid got like all the special treatment because he had to go give the ball back.
I think we might be thinking of two different things, but Phillies Dodgers, Bellinger throws the ball to a kid, right? It goes and the kid misses it. And a fan behind him, an adult, and the ball was clearly being thrown to the kid. The adult picks it up and just keeps it.
I saw that
that's
one.
It's a cunt.
That is yeah,
that's
a dickhead move.
They did that on Impractical Jokers. They made him do that.
That's funny. Stealing, like, if you're doing
stealing
it.
Stealing all the balls.
What are you going to do with the fucking ball?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
A-Rod would have given a lot of. He's got an ego. He wanted that ball. You could have got a lot of money for that last
time. How would you know? Did you know it was the last
time? At the time, no, but they did. They knew that there was a possibility. It was late in the season. It was September. They were pulling people. Like, he caught the home run. They pulled the kid down into the Bowery to negotiate because it could have been his last home run.
Uh-oh, Magarico, don't look. It's Pat and Joey.
Oh, they're good.
It's Pat and Joey.
They're good. Trump's not against that.
Okay, all right. Relax. So just... And then in hockey, the Battle of Alberta heats up. You had a collision between a player and the goalie last
crazy.
Night, but it wasn't. It looked worse than it was. I think he could have smoked him if he wanted to. Could have really smoked him.
Rangers in a must win tonight too.
They won yesterday, so they play
tomorrow. Oh, sorry, tomorrow.
Boy, that was a big win yesterday. I watched it.
Great win.
3-1.
Track of the
winner.
Days.
He cut it to 2-1.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Tonight, doubleheader, the dozen. The dozen tournament is here. I have to take all emotion out of my voice to try to avoid idiots thinking I'm spoiling anything. So tonight, you have got Big Screaming Honkers.
Title defense begins.
Against Out of Office. Chris Castellani and the boys. And then you have Spittin' Chicklets, the hockey guys, against the Cheaters, Team Chicago. So without spoiling anything, I do wonder how cheaters do in live settings. You can't cheat, so I just wonder about that. There you go. There's the bracket. Honkers Out of Office. We got the Misfits, and then we face the winner of Chicago and Spittin' Chicklets. Some good matchups. I know what happens. I'm looking at the winner right now. I'm either feeling really good about it or really bad about it. So there you go.
Coin Boys 6:30 tonight.
Coin Boys at 6:30.
Coin Boys going against. We're
going before, and then
going against what?
The Honkers.
We'd be going against everything.
I know.
Much.
I know. You have to do it sometimes.
Also, you shouldn't give a fuck about going up against anybody.
No, I don't.
Scumbag.
You know, I don't. But we have George Niang coming on to convince why Dana should pick Iowa State as his team.
Love it. All right, so Dana is picking. He's a fan free agent right now.
Yes.
Which is really crazy. Nobody else has thought about this before now. But so he's got, I believe he has Iowa State, Michigan State, Texas Tech, Cincinnati. Dana! Oh, my God. Did you have to stuff that in your mouth before I asked you this question?
Right before you go and talk.
Does it work? Yeah. Who are the teams down to? So Texas Tech, Michigan State, Iowa State.
I'm still considering everyone, but
I thought you released a group of finalists.
No, those were my early power rankings.
Excuse me.
It's down to 16 teams right now.
I'm saying if teams want to make a run.
So Tennessee can make a run.
Anyone can make a run.
Ole Miss can make a run.
Mississippi State could if they really want to.
Well, we're focused on growing softball right now.
And we're starting with Iowa State tonight.
A new bit?
No, it's not a bit.
Yeah, look at that.
Top 16. Virginia Tech, Michigan State, Iowa State, Arizona State, Boston College. See?
I will say that's Chattanooga.
I thought it was Chattanooga, but okay. Chattanooga's
the Moccasins.
South Carolina.
I was good. I was
Washington voting. State.
I would voted red.
Just right now, I'd say Michigan State's in the leader in the clubhouse by far.
Michigan voted blue.
Them and Texas Tech.
For you don't think Iowa State tonight has a chance?
No, they. That's what I'm saying. The
guys
Anyone
coming
has
on
chance.
To pitch you.
Anybody Who else is on there?
BC is probably out. Arizona State's
You said Texas?
Out. Texas Tech.
Texas voted red.
Been to Arizona State? Why are they out, man? This pool
party. They're not moving the needle right now.
It's just that he'd have to stay up till 10 o'clock to watch a game.
Listen, the king of blowjobs doesn't have to go to Arizona State to get a blowjob, okay? He can get one from any of them.
I have a girlfriend, Brandon, that I love very much.
When did that happen? I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Is that true?
Purdue's in Indiana? Yeah.
Is he Tate and Fran? We didn't know.
Purdue's a dark horse.
They voted red. They're good.
What do you say?
I'm not repeating it.
Oklahoma State. Minnesota's out because
they voted blue. They voted blue. Get them out.
Out of respect, they made a TikTok, and this kid was trying to be funny, and it was just an awful.
Who's that girlfriend you dated?
Their account made a TikTok.
Oh, what school?
Minnesota.
Oklahoma?
So you got University of Florida on there. Go get some jean shorts.
I mean, Oklahoma State.
Over there in Gainesville.
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State is
red.
Top five.
Good. Yep, red.
What are we doing here?
Rico's
Louisville?
Basically, anywhere in the South would be good for Rico.
Rico's MAGA
Louisville?
Now.
What is he doing?
Red.
He's MAGA now, so he's just seeing.
MAGA Rico.
MAGA?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want you in a blue state.
Restore the order.
What have I missed with you?
Restore the order.
Ghost party.
All right.
Nope, they voted blue. He's coming.
I'm 2024, Dana. Pass it on.
Enjoy your $42 gas fill up.
Illegitimate election. All right. Let's get to the picks. By the way, speaking of restoring order, Brandon Walker in first place.
Yep.
Killing it. Marty's had some things going on.
It's plus two.
So, right? He's Smitty up in the mix.
And orders restored with me going back under 500.
Yeah, of course. And then Rico's right there. And then
June 1st is when
Big Ev's down there. Big Ev's uncharacteristically down there.
He's not been great. He said it too. But
the whole show's negative in baseball, so that's probably a big issue.
Especially, we're about to enter we're about to enter the desert.
What is it, like in 2 weeks?
Yeah, we're about to enter the desert when the NBA Finals and the NHL and the Stanley Cup ends.
NHL just stick to NHL playoffs are so long.
Yeah.
They started them later. It's now they're only in their second round, and NBA's in third round. So hopefully the finals NBA, will be a different time.
Yeah. NHL, I mean, the whole first round went to game seven. So it's like it just takes so much.
NBA's only had one game seven, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Only the Phoenix game went game seven. Am I missing
one? I don't think the NBA playoffs is that good.
There are a lot of game sevens.
NBA
it hasn't been great this year. I think it is good. But
the championship is always, like, I love watching that one, obviously. But I think NHL playoffs are – by far.
Now wait, if the Celtics come back and win tonight, and we got a best of three series coming home, I think that'll be that.
It's
has
just like Western Conference Finals. You'd think like some. It's,
well, the way it broke though, I mean, with Ja getting hurt, that was really kind of the Western Conference Finals. And with the Suns just going bitching out like they did, if this were Suns Warriors, we'd really be sitting here thinking we had something. But least, the Suns went out like bitches.
At least Devin Booker got to go to the Kardashian wedding.
That's nice.
It was nice.
Nice to get a win here or there.
It's amazing. You would think the Suns would put up more fight to defend that title, too, after experts said they won last year. It really is crazy that they didn't put up more of a fight. But picks, you said?
Stay away from that kind of drama and stay focused on winning elections.
I'm just saying.
Stay focused on voter friends.
Just saying.
Get your 2,000 mules in order here.
Phoenix, Arizona is blue anyway, so probably, you know, karma.
I think it's red, but
I'm looking at blue here.
I think they turned it blue. You need to look behind the scenes. All right, I've got it.
Oh, you're right. Okay, thanks.
I've got Heat plus six. I just think that's too many points. Under 207 in the NBA. Heat plus six, under 207. Lightning money line tonight. It wasn't minus 120, but listen, they're at home and can finish a sweep, and I don't know why you wouldn't bet it. And then Blues money line. I think the Avs got a lot more meat on the bone here with the Blues, and they anticipated. I think the Blues could win tonight and make that a 2-2 series.
Why is Lightning back-to-back?
I don't know.
Oh, it's because some concert was scheduled or something. No, they said it was, that's what I saw. I saw it online.
Right, go Mush.
I got Heat plus six, Yankees minus 2.5, Rockies, Cubs, and Blue Jays.
Ben Mintz.
I have got the Yankees by 1.5. I took the Celtics by 6. I'm adding in the NHL the Lightning minus 130, adding the Avs minus 1.5 plus 145 because Bennington, the Blues goalie's out, and he's their best player. And I think that's going to be a big, big problem for them going forward.
And Rico Bosco.
Rockies. Rockies Pirates over. Orioles, I think you got to take a stab here with this one. Cole could lose. Whatever. That line's just crazy.
All right. Also,
Padres minus 115 money line.
I don't want to tell y'all how to do your jobs, but this growing softball thing has gotten me like, there's like five girls DMing me saying, "Let me help you grow the game of softball," and they're all beautiful girls. So I'm a married man, but hey, maybe grow softball instead of baseball. Then that's good work. Although you get to leave for 4 days and not do anything, so I guess this is working for you too.
I mean, fine, not doing anything. But I want to mention I hit an exacta on Preakness too. While we're at it. So screw y'all. All y'all bagging on me.
Hot.
I hit my 12.9-1.
You are killing bets that didn't get made.
No, they did. I tweeted that out before. I tweeted that exacta out 30 minutes before.
This is America, Mintz. You win and they try to take it away.
Look, I'm a crappy gambler. Let me have my moment when I win,
damn
it.
Damn right.
You know? I mean, I admit it. Let me enjoy my rare
damn
moment.
Damn right.
Mac Rico's good.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll try to make this show great again.
Do we
right,
still
Rico?
Have time? Yeah, damn right. Oh, do we still have time? Keep it playing. Hold on. Right.
What do you – we don't have time. The Yak is up next. Do this bit tomorrow.